Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning from the Sitka Food Coalition, I have Callie Simmons here to talk about an upcoming community dinner happening on Friday. Thanks you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Erin. Thanks for having me.
So just for a little background, Sitka Food Coalition is a newer group in town. Give us a little background. Introduce us to Sitka Food Coalition.
Yes, we're excited to be here. Sitka Food Coalition is a group of organizations in Sitka. Most of our members are folks who are already doing food security work in Sitka as part of their 9-to-5 job or volunteer with various organizations in town. And we sort of came to be after we did a Sitka community food assessment last year. Mm-hmm. I know it's a lot of Sitka community in the title. And through that research and work, we found that there are some gaps in services related to food security work here in Sitka, and that there are a lot of great organizations in town doing this work, but they're often just a few staff members or aren't able to collaborate as much as they would like to. So the Sitka Food Coalition formed as a way to kind of help bridge the gap between different organizations and communicate about all the great work that's already happening in town so services can be accessed more readily by community members. That's really our main goal.
Excellent. And yeah, that's a great thing to have. Like you said, there are some great organizations that are currently, they're doing the work, but they're focused on doing that work so much, it's hard to do all the kind of the extracurriculars of
exactly
making sure it's advertised or doing that extra bit of networking. So to have that, the Sitka Food Coalition step in to help with those extra things so they can focus on their main job of helping with food security.
Yes, that's our goal. Yep.
Well, excellent. And this Friday, the 12th, you guys have a community dinner coming up. And we were talking before we came on air. It's kind of just a community dinner party is what's coming up.
That's our hope. Yeah, we wanted to just be a cozy place to gather. A lot of our members and volunteers at the Sitka Food Coalition were concerned with the winter months are always a hard time for people, and with the government shutdown and furlough that happened and some uncertainty with food stamps, we wanted something kind of tangible to put on. So we decided on the community dinner with the hopes of continuing into the future as a way to gather and get people a nice meal.
Awesome. So that's happening this Friday. Where and when can folks plan on having this community dinner?
Yes, December 12th, this Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sitka Lutheran Church downtown. If folks get entered through the back door, that's the easiest way to get in there, but we wanted a nice central location. Mm-hmm. So we'll be down there with rockfish and some rice and delicious salad and a dessert potluck.
Oh, dessert potluck. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So definitely. So just bring yourselves. But if you're inspired to maybe pitch in for a sweet treat, that's no one's going to turn away some dessert.
Exactly. If people feel like they need to bring something, dessert is always welcome.
Mm-hmm. So is this are you encouraging any, you know, particular groups of people or anything to come? Or is this an open invite?
Open invite. Yeah. Bring yourself, your family, kids, a craft. Just want this to feel like a nice space to get a good meal on a cold winter evening.
And it's definitely cold. Winter has shown up this week. Absolutely has. So with this kind of community dinner, it's obviously you want to have a lot of people at the table. And I'm imagining there's a lot of people behind the scenes that have made this happen.
Yes.
So with things like the rockfish that came in, I'm imagining that was donated from someone in town?
Yes. We had a generous donation from Sitka Sound Seafoods of rockfish. We had community members donate rice for the meal. A lot of people have stepped up to volunteer and pitch in. We've gotten a couple C-Mart gift cards, people donating their time. It's really been a collaborative effort, and definitely wouldn't have happened if it was just me doing it. So it's great to have everyone involved and all of the organizations that are already involved with the Food Coalition.
So for folks who might be interested in helping you out, so you're not the only one cooking dinner, of helping out with the Sick of Food Coalition, yeah, either learning more or just maybe helping to pitch in for another community dinner or helping with the other outreach and connectivity work that you do. Is there openings for more volunteers or people who are interested?
Yes, we're always looking for more people to join. We're working on getting on social media, but for now, people can email sickoffoodassessment@gmail.com or just come to the event. I'll be at the front table with the resource table and a sign-up sheet and QR code, and you can get connected that way too. So we look forward to seeing folks that way.
Wonderful. So this, you're saying, hopefully will be one of a number of community dinners in the future. But for now, this is the first one.
Yes, our inaugural.
An inaugural food dinner from the Sick of Food Coalition happening this Friday, the 12th. 6 to 8 p.m. at Sitka Lutheran Church. So with the Food Coalition, do you have any, are there any specific goals that the coalition has moving forward, or is the main hope is just be on standby for the existing organizations of like, let us know how we can help facilitate the work you're doing? Or is there a specific end goal that you guys have in mind at this point?
We've got a few ideas. Primarily, it's working to support all of the great organizations that are already doing this work. As a group, we've talked about issues of the Sitka food, the tax on food in Sitka, and looking at other communities that have advocated to lower that or remove that. So we're looking into different policy and advocacy work around food security and food sovereignty, and other services that we can provide that maybe aren't already happening that help with the burden, with the cost of food burden in town.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots of things in many different facets to be considered.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's really cool. And you'll be there at the dinner, obviously, for folks to pick your brain to learn more about Sitka Food Coalition and ways that they can get involved to help out in, I'm assuming it sounds like myriad different facets.
Yes.
So great. That's Sitka Food Coalition hosting their inaugural community dinner this Friday, the 12th, 6 to 8 p.m., Sitka Lutheran Church, and using the back entrance.
Yes,
please. Bring a dessert to share if you'd like. Otherwise, it's just encouraged to just show up and enjoy a dinner with your community.
Exactly. Yeah, we hope to see everybody out there and are, just looking forward to a nice, cozy time.
Wonderful. Well, Kelly, thanks for coming in this morning to share the information about Sitka Food Coalition.
Thanks so much for having me.